Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hawk Talk today. My name is Joel Jonikowski. I'm sitting here with Superintendent Darren Siemens, and we're going to give you a quick update about some new things that we're working on here at Hettinger Public School for previously graduated students. Right, Mr. Siemens?
You bet. HPS, HHS alumni. So Joel and I have been trying to figure something out for the last couple of years on what we can do to make sure we have an opportunity to reach out to our alumni and share stories of what's going on in their lives right now, share some stories about past, you know, some pictures and celebrate the classes that have come through this building over the last 100-plus years. And it's nice to where we can say we're ready to roll out some of this right now. Kind of a soft opening, if you would.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're interested in what we're talking about, to see what we're talking about, on the Hettinger Public School website, which, again, is hettinger.k12.nd.us, which is a bit of a mouthful. So if you can't find it, just do a Google search for Hettinger School. It'll be your first result. But when you get there, at the bottom of the page, you'll see somewhere on there where it says Hettinger alumni or HPS alumni. And it'll take you to this new webpage or this new portion of the website that we're working on. But it's not just another page. This is more of an experience, especially for those who have graduated or those who are just historians who love to look into the past a little bit. So
yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be an opportunity, like you said, to kind of peruse. We won't upload every yearbook page for page because we just don't have the infrastructure to do that. But we will have articles rotating throughout there. We're going to have some updates from some different organizations that are in the school or in that support the school. The Hettinger Education Foundation is going to do some about three times a year, spring, winter, fall kind of a thing, and go that route. So it'll be also an opportunity or a spot where we're going to ask that you update your contact information. Obviously, here we are a couple years out, and we're looking at another all-school reunion, 2027, 120th anniversary of the founding of Hettinger and Hettinger Public Schools. So we want to start getting information for that. But we also want this to be a living, breathing thing where our alumni check it out, see what's going on. They use it to communicate with each other, set up their class reunions. The last couple summers has been really nice. We've had a lot of classes come back over the 4th. Or just over their reunion time. Some of them have been in August and stuff. Yep. And come up and they spend some time in the school. We open the doors, come in, check it out, take a tour. That's an option that's always available. We love to have alumni back on campus. This is their school forever. And we really appreciate that. So, you know, we'll have an opportunity where if as long as people let us know you have a reunion going on, we'll make sure we're putting information up about that. I know coming up this July, 1983, the class of 83 is going to be having a reunion as well. So we already know we have that information to put on there. So, again, it's I'm excited about this. You and I have been talking about this for quite a while. And I'm excited to finally start to roll this out. And it'll be an evolving thing. You know, we'll tweak it. We'll make some changes. But it's something that the school has needed to do for a long time. And I'm excited that we're finally at that step. So thank you for your hard work on this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to do it. You know, just to kind of, you know, further elaborate on what are some of the things that you're going to be seeing when you're going on here? What kind of content? Why is it valuable to you? Not only are you going to go there and see, you know, when the next upcoming reunions are going to be, you're going to see a series of photos from the past. So you're going to be able to kind of get back to that place. It's more of an experience thing. We're going to have a series of articles that are going to be rotating throughout the year that'll keep coming in to give you more information, more information on the history of the past, maybe some feature alumni and things like that. Also, too, we have our documentary that we did on the Hettinger Public School, that hour-long documentary, thanks to, you know, Mr. Siemens, Lauren Luco, and a whole slew of other previous alumni that helped us make that possible. A way for you to be able to update your current information, you know, if you're living in a different place or you have, you know, new life events that you want to share with the school, you know, if you got a promotion or this and that, or, you know, some new responsibility, it's big. Also, too, there's, you know, it has also what we've been doing recently at the school for those alumni who are looking into the past. They can also see where we're going in the future. So it is a nice kind of all-encompassing thing. Also, too, with those reunions on that page, you're eventually going to be able to see the ability to request to start your own class reunion as well, and that'll reach out to us, and then, you know, we can work together with you.
You bet. Yeah, so we can help facilitate, or we can, you know, be in that loop as much as the classes want us to be in that loop. You know, so it's a step in the right direction. You know, anyone that's been at the college level, a lot of times you get those magazines that, you know, on a quarterly basis, and we don't have the resources to create a magazine, but we have the resources to do this. So
absolutely,
it's a digital step in that direction to make sure we're combining our past with our present to create a better future for Hedinger Public Schools. So
absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Siemens, for coming in and talking about this today. And thank you for listening to Hawk Talk. And remember that you can find Hawk Talk not only on YouTube, but also on all the different podcast platforms wherever you listen to your podcast. And thank you very much, and have a great day.